The Will Cain Show podcast is presented by the Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, 2% at grocery stores, and 1% on all other purchases.
This is the Will Cain Podcast on ESPN Radio.
How is it we all have to arrive at the same position through the exact same process? How we all have to arrive at the place we are in society by driving down the same damn road? I got more thoughts on the protest across this nation, what's going on in the NFL, and our open forum conversation coming up a little bit later here on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on ESPN News, presented by Progressive Insurance. And you can join the conversation at 888-729-3776 on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Earlier in the show, I indulged a conversation about who is the most famous player in the National Football League after a video cut last week by NFL players moved Roger Goodell in the NFL off of their previous position when it comes to player protests. It led us to the question, is Patrick Mahomes without a doubt now the face of the league? We'll revisit that in this hour of the Will Cain Show as well. But I have been told that it is her decision. I don't know if she was talked into this or she is interested in taking me on in the Will Cain Show weekly quiz, but I've been told that the ACC Network's reporter and co-host, Peter Burns' co-host of Best Week Ever, Katie George, is ready to take me on. Katie, is this what you want to do or did they force you into this?
Oh my gosh, well, I have been dreaming about this moment for so many hours of my life. I've been training, I've been preparing. My family members have been hitting me with flashcards in preparation for this one moment,
good,
my debut on
good
the Will Cain Show. So I appreciate this.
I want you to take it very seriously. Good. I'm glad it's been this kind of prep. I can hear your, sarcasm. It's coming through loud and clear. But I've also heard that you're a little nervous. Is that true? Mike A. saying you're nervous. Are you nervous?
Mike A tends to exaggerate, being the Italian man that he is. I am nervous.
You don't
though.
Say. Hold on. You
He's
don't
Greek.
Say.
Wait a second. I'm not Italian.
Then why do you say Mario? Is that just because you're New York?
Great question.
Yes. Yes, that is why.
Katie, I've made the same mistake. I assumed Mike A was Italian too, and I got the same kind of lecture that he's not Italian, he's Greek. And so it's an honest mistake.
I'm Cypriot, but thank you.
I'm sorry.
And Irish.
Cypriot. Yeah, you're welcome. The only issue that I have after listening to Peter Burns on this show, Hitched Up with the Trivia, is that I think there's a bit of a generational gap with some of these questions. And so that's what makes me nervous. Like, I never
would have gotten. You see why she always takes Pat's side?
Yeah, but I don't understand that because, Katie, I wasn't born in 1930. Like, the Red Rum or what was it? The question you asked?
Rosebud.
Citizen Kane question wasn't like I grew up with Citizen Kane.
I haven't seen that movie that you guys were discussing about the Cuckoo Nest. I don't think was that the title?
Yeah, One Flew Over, but that's nest. Again, I mean, I was born in the 70s, it's true, but yeah, that's
well, that could
title.
Be a problem.
That could be a
yeah,
problem.
It could be a problem.
I'm just not
for
sure
me,
it's generational.
I'm ready nonetheless.
Okay, we'll soon find out. All right, Katie, I'm glad to meet you. By the way, we've never met. This is a wonderful way for this is our first date, if you will. And we're going to do it at, we're going to trivia night. Let's
what?
Do trivia night.
Are you nervous?
maybe I'm nervous. I don't
know. What is go, happening right now?
I don't know. Take it away, Bubba.
What category is she picking?
I don't know.
We'll
I
just punch it on the whole thing.
All right, Katie. Decide three categories. Geography, history, or 70s pop culture, which Bubba's going to get you.
I get to pick between the three. It's my pick. I'm
yes,
go
you go
geography.
First, yes. All right.
Nobody ever picks history first.
Seriously. Which mountains stretch from West Virginia to Georgia?
West Virginia to Georgia, the Appalachian Mountains. What?
No. I always wonder if it starts with a D, by the way, when it comes to news. That's just a little inside advice. But I was ready when he said which mountains. I was going to go Denali before he even got anywhere. But Appalachians go all the way up to New York. They're the big chain. So I'm going West Virginia to Georgia. It's the Smoky Mountains. Come on.
The correct Blue answer, Ridge? Blue Ridge, yes.
Nah, I don't think you're right.
I mean, he's probably not.
Hey. I'm looking at it right now.
I don't think you're right.
I'm looking at it right now.
If we had a guess, I'm guessing he's wrong.
I'm looking at it right now. It says...
All right, Katie, we both got a zero on this, but we'll... I feel like Nuno did as well.
The date's off to a hot start.
Sunday is going to be so fun.
Go ahead, Nuno. Fire your question to me.
Which American state has the fewest counties?
Hawaii.
That's a good one. That was a good guess. Is it my turn now? I get to steal?
Mm-hmm.
You get to steal.
Okay, fewest counties? It has to be something small, right? Like up in New England? Or Delaware?
Oh my gosh!
On the
she
board.
Went with the D. She
what
went with the D.
Start to the day.
It was a D. Oh my gosh! And I knew I should think it. What was I?
You literally gave her the advice.
You did, to be fair, and you guys guessed Delaware in the last trivia with Peter Byrne
because of the D thing. That's true. God, you are a bit, Nuno. You are
what?
A bit. A bit. What? I said bit. Bit. Yeah, I mean, no wonder I'm nervous right now.
It was a weird
date. It's a weird day. Let's go history.
Rare five way.
Oh my god!
Let's end this segment quickly. It's history might go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm nobody's ever picked history. Okay, Will, it's you first.
Uh huh.
All right. According to the Romans, what kind of animal saved Romulus and Remus?
A wolf.
Wow. Oh. Thank you. Didn't hesitate. All right.
No. Yeah, wow.
All right. Thought that was a good question. Guess not. All right, Katie. What was the name of the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima, Japan in August of 1945?
Oh, I should know this. My dad's driving home from work, probably listening and getting very upset with all the money he spent on my education. Wasn't it an H-bomb? Is that too vague?
After her answer, I think I needed you to repeat the question for me.
What was the name of the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima, Japan in August of 1945?
All right. It was like Little Betty or Blue, Little Blue. Not Blue from old school. But
you're my boy, Blue!
It's got a name like that.
I feel like he knows it, and he's just doing this to make himself sound smarter to try and find the answer.
Little Beth, Little Blue, Little Betty.
About a little answer.
I don't think I have it. I'm going to go Little Betty.
The answer is Little Boy.
Little boy.
Close.
Fat Man was dropped on Nagasaki.
Little Boy was the nickname?
That was the name.
Wow. Not the specific bomb, right. In fact,
yes.
Yeah. So what's the score? One to one?
1-1.
Oh, boy, into the final category. 1-1.
Pop culture.
You're doing great, Katie. See?
Thank you.
You're first on pop culture.
All right.
By the way, I'm going to be watching this pop culture question real closely.
All right. Mac, serious. Dennis, Charlie, Frank, and Dee are part of the gang in what TV show?
God, I love that show.
Oh, my gosh. Say their names again, please.
Mac, Dennis, Charlie, Frank, and Dee are part of the gang in what TV show?
I love that you got Dee in there. It's got a Danny DeVito in it, doesn't it? Can you give me a hint?
No hints.
Always Sunny?
Oh my gosh! Why would you go into the 2000s the minute Katie comes on? You haven't had one question within two decades of that show.
Hey, the random generator, you know?
For the tie, Kane has to go. He's putting for a tie.
Oh my gosh. I'm feeling set up again.
The only person who's more nervous than you right now, Will, is Peter Burns.
Oh yeah, for sure.
All right, Bubba.
All right, well, let's use the
here we
random,
go back to 1920.
The random quest generator here of a question. Just a random generator here. Yep. James L. Brooks is an executive producer on The Simpsons, but he's also the creator of the Mary Tyler Moore Show and this 1970s show starring Judd Hirsch and Danny DeVito.
Wow,
that was so many names. Oh my gosh.
Is there, well, exactly.
It's Will's question.
That's
Will's
exactly
question.
Right, Katie. That was. I'm swimming in information right now.
So don't answer. Don't pull a Peter.
Yeah, don't answer, Katie.
It's the wig part.
I guess repeat the question with all those
hey,
names,
no problem.
Please.
James L. Brooks is an executive producer of The Simpsons, but he's also the creator of the Mary Tyler Moore Show and this 1970s show starring Judd Hirsch and Danny DeVito.
Okay, well, 70s? Well,
that's your jam, right?
I can think of a show with DeVito in the 70s. I honestly have no idea who Judd Hirsch is. I can't.
Sad.
Only one DeVito show I can think of. 70s. It's Taxi.
He's a...
Bang! Oh.
Wow.
Well done.
2-2
well,
tie.
We gotta break this tie, Katie. I mean... I hate,
or is this like soccer? Can we end and say our goodbyes on a tie?
No. It's not soccer. It's our date, and there will have to be a winner and a loser. I don't know how we're going to do it. Random question? What do we do?
Pick a category, Katie.
Yeah, guess first. Pick the category.
Oh my gosh.
If you give her another 2015 pop culture question. Katie, when did you graduate college?
I graduated in 2016. Let's do history.
Wow. Okay, pressure's on. So what happens here? I read this question, and then what happens?
I think you have to do the whole category, right? We both get one, see how it turns out?
Right.
Or is it?
I would do that, yeah. Yeah. Just do it like regular.
Okay, geography.
Okay.
Oh, in
all
that
right,
case,
I'll
geography.
Sit down.
All right. Which state in the U.S. was once called Deseret?
He's such an idiot. I hate this guy.
Deseret?
Correct. I mean,
keep in mind, it's probably not right.
Yeah, have we checked the Smoky Mountain ones yet?
Deseret, like the New Mexico?
I think for the win, I'm going to go Arizona. No?
The correct answer is Utah.
All right, another category, quick.
Oh, that's a newspaper, too. Area. Deseret News. Yes.
Yep.
No, now Will gets the
now
question.
I go first.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And if I don't get, if neither of us get this, we'll soccer goodbye this. It's
okay.
It's, go ahead.
So unsatisfying, but okay.
For me?
It's a date with Will.
Not the first time that's been said.
Which state is called the Green Mountain State?
Oh, I can do this. That is Vermont.
Josh! Oh, wow.
You guys are so pulling
for
Katie.
Wait, does that mean I lose or do I get to rebuttal?
No, you had a rebuttal. This was his rebuttal.
Oh, Katie.
Not cool.
Katie George of the ACC Network and Best Week Ever. Well, I enjoyed meeting you, Katie. It was nice. Thank you.
This is so enjoyable. Well done. Kudos to you.
Let's do this again.
Yeah. Yeah, please.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Katie. I appreciate it.
Bye,
that's
guys.
Katie George of Best Week Ever and the ACC Network here on the Will Cain Show. All right. Coming up, I want to talk to you guys. Let's get back to why do we have to have one path that arrives at the same place? I'll tell you what I mean coming up on the Will Cain Show.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Coming up, is Patrick Mahomes the most famous player in the NFL? That's coming up in a minute on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Here is a breaking news update for you. NASCAR has banned the Confederate flag from its races, NASCAR announced on Wednesday. I quote, "The presence of the Confederate flag at NASCAR events runs contrary to our commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for all fans, our competitors, and our industry. Bringing people together around a love for racing and the community that it creates is what makes our fans and sport special. The display of the Confederate flag will be prohibited from all NASCAR events and properties." There's your breaking news of the day. On the Shell Penzo Performance Line is Trevor from Kentucky. What's up, Trevor?
Hey, I just wanted to touch upon the Drew Brees issue. I feel like one of the things that we often miss is in the debate is the basic interpretive structures that people get thrown into. And that said, is that we take certain situations and we interpret it against a certain backdrop. In this country, we forget that there's often a secular backdrop and a religious backdrop and many more backdrops. But my question is if Drew Brees, for instance, was presented with the same question, but in a different manner. For instance, if somebody asked Drew Brees, "Hey, would you be willing to kneel during the national anthem to acknowledge the past and current sins of this nation and the need for repentance and the need ultimately for forgiveness? Would you kneel for that?" I highly doubt that he would say, "Oh, no." But I think what he meant when he responded, "No, I'm not going to do that," is he was sort of assuming a secular backdrop, that this is just a protest against all things American. So, you know, and in his instance, he felt that was disrespectful for people who had fought for this country and so on. The whole debate could have been changed if it just would have been asked in a different manner. But anyways, I don't know what you think about that. We often forget the metaphysical and the conceptual grammar that goes into the meaning of words.
Yeah. I appreciate the call, Trevor. I'll be real. There's not many times you hear me say this. That's above my head. A lot of what you just said, the metaphysical and conceptual grammar that goes into words. But in a way, some of what you're saying is something I've been thinking about. Let me tell you what I mean. I've found it odd thinking about this over the last couple of days that there has been this great racial awakening, whatever, over the last couple of what it would be, week or two now. What I mean is, why now? What took you so long? It's this thought process that's almost like, obviously for a lot of people out there, this moment in time has led them to social media and into protest and into their lives. And I'm talking about people of all walks of life, of every race, and maybe of every political background, to say what they feel on the topic of race right now. And it does make me wonder, well, what were you thinking before? I mean, you get there how you get there, but that doesn't seem to be the game we're playing right now. We're playing the game of you have to get there how I got there. And everybody is getting there now through this process of seeing the United States through a racist prism. And that's why we're hearing things now like it's not good enough not to be racist, you have to be anti-racist. I'm not sure I'm totally communicating my thoughts well in this moment. What I mean is this. You know, you grow up with values and you hope that your parents instill values in you, that you look at your fellow human being as an individual. You don't classify people according to groups, be it race, gender, ethnicity, sexuality. And those values that are imparted upon you through your family structure, most likely, are passed down to you. The same way negative values can be passed down to you. But at some point, you do arrive at a place in your life where you think them through, right? And I know that moment in my life. I know when I started to arrive at the conclusion or the understanding, not just empathetically, but intellectually, that racism makes no sense. And I remember how I got there, and I got through the process of understanding, to some extent, philosophy and individualism and the value of human beings as individuals, not as members of groups, but as individuals is what gives them dignity and value. And that's how I got there. No matter what you want to say about me, I don't have questions about who I am. I know who I am. And I got to this place through that process. Others get there other ways. They get there through, for example, Christianity or whatever their religion may be. They get those values. They learn them. They understand them through that prism. You love your neighbor, right? Whatever it may be, your walk in getting to the right place is different for everybody. But what's going on in society right now is there's a lot of people getting there through the process of protest and seeing the world through the prism of racists and non-racist and classifying themselves as anti-racist. And what it is their process is their identity. And so that's what I worry about. You're identifying. This is becoming who, like, and because that's who you are, you're not somebody who adheres to principles or to a religion, or because this is your identity, it requires others who are something else to give you that identity. If I'm anti-racist, then there must be a racist. And there are. Of course there are. But that's not satisfactory. We have to be on the hunt. We have to be constantly further validating our position, going to social media. And it gets absurd. I mean, come on. It gets absurd. In the last 48 hours, Cops has been canceled. Live PD, which is a ratings juggernaut, is up for question right now because they glorify cops. Gone with the Wind's been pulled off of HBO Max. There's an article up right now that Paw Patrol is under some heat as well. Paw Patrol. This is the point. Like, this definition, this characterization, this frame of anti-racist, and then therefore you are good, and then anybody who doesn't stay on the hunt or can fall under the purview of your crosshairs as a bad person is giving you value, it's giving you identity. And maybe that's fine. If it gets you to the right place, it gets you to the right place. And if you can see the world as individuals and not treat each other as groups and see that everyone has equal value, then you got there. But I'm also curious, why does everybody have to walk your walk? Isn't that where we all want to end up? Some of us through religion, other of us through the philosophy of individualism. We have to, aren't we going to the same place? But right now I feel like society's asking us to all get there through the same process. And if you don't, well, then you get there, you end up like Drew Brees or Dabo Swinney or whoever's tomorrow, and there will be somebody else tomorrow. It's just odd that for something that we all have so much common ground and agreement on, and by the way, there are racists and there will be people who do disagree, but you have to understand the world, and especially the United States of America, is full of people who want to treat each other as individuals, who see value in each other. I truly believe that is the nature of the United States, both as a system and as a collection of individuals. If we're all getting there the same way, why are we on the hunt for each other? 888-729-3776 is Pat Mahomes, the most famous player in the NFL. If you missed any of my long-form podcasts, including Damian Woody, Marcus Spears, Lewis Riddick, Wade Phillips, a former bank robber, you can go check them all out on demand. The Will Cain podcast feed brought to you by Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong with your credit card, sends an alert to your phone, and helps you fix them. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for more details. I'm not even sure that was all worked out, but I know I believe that's true. Look, Dabo got there a different way, but people didn't like the way Dabo got there. I think Breeze is there through actions, a life of action, but people didn't like how Breeze got there. You have to get there the exact way that everybody says they're getting there. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically, all on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
It's Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Small business protection for more than vehicles, with insurance expertise to keep your company moving forward. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Earlier in the show, we indulged a conversation that is a spinoff of everything going on in the world right now. Everything going on in the world right now includes a video cut last week by some of the most prominent players in the NFL, who said it was time for the NFL to embrace social justice protests and Black Lives Matter. Many have pointed out that video, which swayed Roger Goodell and changed the NFL's position, was influenced most significantly by one name, one face, one presence. Listen to Jason Reed of The Undefeated on NFL Live.
I talked to so many coaches and executives over the weekend who told me that the fact that he said those words, Black Lives Matter, the fact that he did that on that video and partnered with the other players, including Deshaun Watson, it fundamentally changed what the conversation was going to be in the corridors of power in the NFL. That Roger Goodell at that point had really no choice but to say, hey, we have got to look at this differently. And a lot of people I talked to through the years about the hiring situation in the NFL and other things have always told me that Roger's on the right side of this, but there's only so much he can do. But when Patrick Mahomes did that, I had one executive say to me, the second he saw Patrick Mahomes in that video, he knew Roger was on the clock with the owners. They had to do something.
It was Patrick Mahomes' presence that forced the NFL to move. Now, that led some callers, or this conversation led some callers to saying, I was being divisive by asking this question. Is Patrick Mahomes the most famous player in the NFL now? I understand it's a serious issue, one we've talked about continuously here on the Will Cain Show, and we still will. But that's not going to keep us from also having fun sports conversations that spin off, yes, of even serious conversations. Is Patrick Mahomes the face of the league? We got into that conversation, the guys on the show and I, and what we came back with, what I believe, is that Patrick Mahomes is near the top, but not yet the top, of the most famous players in the league. There is no non-quarterback that even really enters the conversation. The closest you can get is J.J. Watt. It's a quarterback's league. It's a quarterback's world. If you're talking about who the most famous players in the league, it doesn't necessarily line up to who is the best quarterback in the league. Oddly, Russell Wilson doesn't even make it into the top five. I think you were asking who's the most famous player. It's not Russell Wilson. I don't even think he's in the debate. For that matter, Drew Brees, his name certainly has rung out from coast to coast over the last couple of days. But I don't know that Drew Brees, before this, was one of the most famous. Hall of Fame player? Yes. All-world humanitarian and philanthropist? Yes. Most famous? I don't know. You know who's famous? Baker Mayfield. How many commercials does Baker Mayfield have? I talked about earlier, we know in sports media which names drive content, drive reaction, people want to hear about and talk about. For example, non-quarterbacks, Odell Beckham Jr. is among the most famous. He drives ratings. That's a fact. He's not even close to the best receiver in the league. I don't even know if Odell's a top five receiver anymore, but he's certainly one of the most famous. So who are the most famous quarterbacks in the league? Is it Mahomes' league? I don't think so. Not yet. I think it probably goes like this right now. At number five, Lamar Jackson. I said earlier, if you fired up a PS4 with any kid in this country, he's probably going to pick the Ravens. He's going to pick Lamar Jackson to play with. But he's still not in commercials, and I don't know if you put him, even with an MVP, into a room with a bunch of casual fans. They know yet who Lamar Jackson is. At number four, I put Aaron Rodgers. State Farm commercials explain that. At number three, it's Dak Prescott. Look, he's quarterback of America's team, and that's why he is Chunky Campbell soup, Dan and yogurt, why his contract is a constant source of content and conversation. His ranking in the league is something, believe it or not, even though you ask me to stop talking about it sometimes, something everybody wants to get in on. I don't think it would be the case if Dak Prescott was a Jacksonville Jaguar, but he's not. He's a Dallas Cowboy, and he comes in at number three. At number two, it is Patrick Mahomes. I don't think he's yet the most famous quarterback in the league. I don't think he's yet the face of the league, because at number one, it is still Tom Brady's league. Off-season movement, player movement, Patriots to Buccaneers, every step of the way. For years now, it has been Brady that drives conversation, drives attention. It was Brady that went on Howard Stern, and everybody had to hear what he might say. It is still Brady, in my mind, who is the most famous player in the NFL. You can tell me what you think, 888-729-3776. If you missed any of our long-form interviews, go check them out on demand in the Will Cain Podcast, brought to you by Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% cash back on dining entertainment, 2% at grocery stores, and 1% on all of their purchases. What's in your wallet? Open forum. You and me, we hang out next. 888-729-3776 on the Will Cain Show. Napa
Know How. Father's Day knickknacks. That funny mug, ironic tie, or worse, IOU coupon books. It's time to get yourself something you want, Dad, like a Craftsman half-inch corded impact wrench for $99.99. It's the perfect gift to give to yourself. And while you're here, don't forget to shop all our great deals on Craftsman tools. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How. Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/20.
You got something to say to Will? Call the Will Cain Show now. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Zach from Las Vegas, you're not even going to let me have my wins, huh, Zach?
Will Cain, huge fan. I am unsure how the executive at ESPN let someone who is so unequivocally wrong all of the time host their own show on the air to feed lies to the American people about what is right and what is wrong when it comes to anything related to sports. In my opinion, I think you're a raging alcoholic and that you make really misinformed opinions.
Tell me more.
You clearly have a drinking problem.
I'm not even going to cut you off. I'm like, tell me more. What else? Tell me more of my problems.
I think that you might be addicted to opioids as well. Your eyes are pretty pinned on a regular basis.
So as you can see, open forum always goes well, but that's what it is here on the Will Cain Show, 888-729-3776. Let me hear from you. Here we go. Justin in Connecticut, what's up?
Hey, Will, how's it going, man? So I think, how can you not have Gronk on there? Gronk he literally transcends sports. He's a WWE star now. He's, I think you're missing it with him. I agree, it's usually quarterbacks, but he's kind of a beast all himself.
I think you're right. I forgot. Probably because he's been retired. Gronk is...
Well, but he's not now. He's in the league again.
I know, Justin. Calm down. All right. I've already been told to calm down today. Of all the things to be upset about, Gronk doesn't have to be it. I'm just sitting here thinking out loud. Is he ahead of Watt? If Watt or Odell are the most famous non-quarterbacks, is Gronk ahead of them? Probably with the WWE stuff. Has he done Saturday Night Live? Watt has. Has he done? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Watt's done the league too, but I don't know.
I'm going to probably give you Gronk over Watt. Probably going to give you that.
As far as the quarterbacks are concerned, I play the "would my wife know them" game because she does not follow sports at all. She's not going to know Dak, and she's not going to know Lamar Jackson. I'm a huge sports fan. They're definitely in the top quarterbacks, but in the top five famous quarterbacks, I think you're going Brady, Rodgers, Breeze, Wilson.
Does she know Mahomes?
And what?
Does she know Mahomes?
No, she's not going to know Mahomes. She's not. I know he just won the Super Bowl, and she watched.
She's going to know Wilson?
She'll definitely know Wilson. Remember, Wilson's married to Ciara, so that's another one where you're going cross-culturally there.
Yeah. You're
forgetting that.
Cross-genre. All right, Justin, I appreciate the call. That Ciara thing, does that really bump Wilson up? Because I don't think Wilson is. If you took 100 people and casual fans, okay, we've played that game. Hey, Mike, is your wife a big sports fan?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Would she know who Russell Wilson is?
Probably not.
Would she know Dak Prescott?
Well, yeah, but that's because of you. That's because of being on this show.
Consider that a success, then.
Just doing God's work over here. Okay. Andy in Florida, you're on the Will Cain Show.
Good afternoon, Will. I love what you do, and I wanted to say before we get into the conversation, good luck in your future endeavors, and that's coming from an Eagles fan.
Yeah. You know what? Of all the diversity on this show, like I've said, we've brought black and white together. We've brought all – what else was I talking about? Different – Australia and America. I know some of you Eagles fans actually like me out there. I know it's true.
Yeah,
I see your messages.
Yes, I agree. Hey, my topic was – obviously, I'm a white male. I'm in Florida. I'm a 61-year-old male. very involved with my medical practice, with sports med, in tune with sports all the time. But I attended one of my universities. I attended three universities, a culturally diverse Temple University in Philly. I went to Illinois State for my master's, and then I went to Florida A&M in Tallahassee, predominantly an African-American institution, where I was the only white person in the athletic department. I was treated very fairly. It was very, you know, collegial in every respect. And I have to say, people, if you just step back, think before what you speak, and be more global, more eclectic, I think we'll have a better society. I know people are temperamental now. Things are high strung. We're, you know, stereotyping, which is bad. You know, cops are taking a hit across the country, and unfair in most cases. Obviously, Mr. Floyd's case was horrific, and we're not diminishing that at all. But I just want people to take a breath. I think you had to today, and I think you're, I was worried about your blood pressure earlier.
I think we
need to be a little bit more global, a little bit more think before you say. And, you know, we have something in the medical field, mentally practice before you physically perform. And that goes for like an athletic type of mindset. But I think it relates to society. And I wanted your feedback on that.
Well, here's what I like. I appreciate the call, Andy. I really like what you're saying. I mean, so, you know, one of the things that's coming out of this is a call for white people to listen. But I truly think if we all listened, and this is going to be, again, like, the world wants to classify us into groups, you know, black, white, whatever, but just like individuals. And that's what I love about what we've done over this show over the last 2.5 years, as individuals, like, listening. So, okay, Sideline Mike calls in, all right? He says, Will, calm down, listen to me. I'm listening to him as a human being, not as a black man. And he's listening to me, not as a white man, but as somebody he thinks stimulates him every once in a while intellectually, even if he doesn't agree with it always, right? That's individual respect. That's opening your mind up to other things, other people, other individuals. And here's what's great about that. No. Here's what's real about that. By God, aren't your thoughts yours? Aren't they? As an individual? Aren't you what's going on in your heart and your mind? Aren't they the process of your life experiences? Not your life experiences as a member of a group, but your life experiences, some of which group dynamics impacted you on, but are you really, really just like everyone else? Or do you have your own individual, unique thoughts and values and heart and mind? And that is what I think there needs to be more listening to, because people need to be respected as individuals. That's what we have to see here as men. And women, as when you're talking to another human being, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing? You seeing that person in their eyes and who they are? Are you seeing all these other dynamics and groups? Dr. Peter, what's up, man? You're on the Will Cain Show.
Hey, Will, I just want to say, sorry they're breaking up your team, buddy, but you're getting right to the heart of the matter right now is the conditioning. Everybody's brain is different. We're one race. Our brains aren't any different. And whatever we're exposed to, we're going to react to. You get a three-month-old kid and you stick your tongue at them. What do? They stick their tongue back at you. We get conditioned. And I wanted to make a point about the Drew Brees thing because he's a friend of mine. He had no intention to go the wrong way on this. His take was that the flag represents what it should represent for all of us, freedom and justice for all. And hopefully at some point we can get through this and I'll get back to pointing to that. It brings us all together as Americans, and that's where we need to go. But I love what you're saying here on the individual, and we're going to miss you, man.
I appreciate it, Dr. Peter. I appreciate the call and the contributions you've always given to this show. Thanks for the call. We're still going to be together for the next, well, almost 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks. We'll keep talking about what's next. I hope you'll keep hanging out with me. Tomorrow, let's play butthurt. Tomorrow, let's really try to ruffle each other's feathers. All right? That's what we need to do. Rattle some cages individually. All right? You and me together, we do that. Thanks for listening. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thank you for listening to the Will Cain Podcast. You can listen to The Will Cain Show live weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. The Will Cain Podcast.